Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some wine and chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey girl, welcome to this bonus episode of the Fearless Mujer. I can't believe how fast 2021 has gone by. Girl, happy new year. I'm so excited that you have been on this journey with me. Listen, today's episode is a good one. I had a cafecito chat with my friend and client, Clarissa. Today, she is going to talk about living guilt-free while making space for yourself. So we're going to have a really deep conversation about feeling guilty and why we need to like create boundaries and why it's so important that you're intentional and that you create space for yourself. I do want to let you know that this is a cafecito chat that we had live within the podcast community. So if you're not a part of the podcast community, you can come be a part of it because you might want to watch the whole conversation. And you can do that by going to fearlessmujer.com, click on podcast community, and it will take you to the group. Just ask to join and I will go ahead and let you in. So today, it's really just one of those heart-to-heart conversations. You know that with a cafecito chat, we talk about a little bit of everything, but Clarissa is talking about what got her to the place where she decided that it was time to invest in herself and work with a coach. So again, we're talking about a little bit of everything, but this is such a great conversation going into the new year because it's so important that you make space for yourself intentionally, but also it's time to stop feeling guilty about putting yourself first and doing what's important for you. So let me tell you a little bit about Clarissa. She is a graduate of UTA. She has a master's in education. She's a teacher, a wife, a mom, a sorority member of Sigma Lambda Gamma National Sorority. And she also has a really cool YouTube channel. So she's kind of working on all that. I'm going to add all of her links in the show notes so that if you want to connect with her, you can do so. You can actually find her on Instagram if you go to Cruz, CRUZCREW _ chosen. And girl, she is inspiring. So I know you're going to want to connect with her. But listen, I'm super excited. I hope that this episode blesses you and I wish you a happy, healthy, blessed new year. Don't forget to share this episode with your amigas. God bless. Hola, mujer. Hey, girl. I'm Micaela, a mother, wife, Jesus follower, podcaster, empowerment coach, and a Chicana who loves her cafecito. I'm on a mission to empower each mujer to give herself permission to be the woman God created her to be. Because just like you, I wear many hats. Girl, I see you trying to take care of everyone else. But on this podcast, I invite you to grab your cafecito or glass of wine. Sit back, relax, because I'm going to mentor you and teach you how to stop being afraid of becoming the woman you know you were meant to be. So you ready? All right, girl, let's do this. Right. Clarissa, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited. What a great way to start the new year.
Yes. And I'm so excited that like you agreed to this. I know we both kind of mentioned it and I'm like, it's such a great way to like kick off the new year, say goodbye to 2021. So I'm just so grateful that you're sharing your time with me today.
Oh my gosh, what a great way to start 2022. Can you believe it?
I know, it's crazy. Like literally tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Clarissa and I met, I think we met in a group and then we just chatted a few times, right? And
yeah.
Is that how it went?
It was really just, I feel like destiny, like you would be posting your Fearless Mujeres and I would gravitate to it. And you did, you talked about coaching and you have like this positive vibe about you that I was like, I want that. I want to feel this joy that I call you Doña Mica. So if you're listening or you watch this, I call her Doña Mica. So I was just like, I want this joy that you project. I like your pictures, your podcast, you just have like this authentic joy.
Well, and thank you.
You're Latina and it's hard to find other Latinas who, you know, want to uplift and encourage.
So amen.
I reached out to you and I was like, I want to do coaching. Girl out.
Well, I was like, excited.
Girl, I was. You like in that period, I didn't know. I was like stuck. Like I didn't know. I didn't, you know, you do like school, you're a wife, you're a mom, you have kids, you go to work. And I was kind of stuck and I kept seeing these positive posts. And I was like, dang it. I want to be like you. How do I get that?
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm so grateful that you trusted me. Like I told you the whole time, every time that you reached out to me and, you know, when you're coaching, you are supporting that person kind of back and forth. It is a relationship of like really being open and honest and transparent. And I would just keep telling you like, hey girl, you did it, but thank you for trusting me. So what we're going to talk about today too is how to live guilt-free, because I know that that was something that you were experiencing, right? Feeling a little bit guilty, and I'll let you share. So before we get into everything though, I do want you to just tell, because this is going to go on the podcast. So I want you to tell listeners right now, we are streaming into the podcast community on Facebook. If you're not a part of it, for those who are listening later, it is just go to fearlessmujer.com, click on podcast community. You'll find it there. But we try to do more cafecito chats here and more empowerment and encouragement. So, well, I don't have cafecito today. I have energy juice. And I confessed to Clarissa before I hit record that I drank like way too many today and I'm pretty wired, but it is what it is. And if you guys see Clarissa poking at her eye, it's because I confessed to her that I bought a really cheap eyeliner and it might get hot up in my closet where I'm podcasting. So if you guys see her poking her eye, she's really trying to tell me something.
That's why I feel like you're just amazing because you keep it real.
Hey,
and I like that. And I feel like, you know,
listen,
say, can you inspire others and uplift others? But just like that realness that you have with me, I'm like, that's what I want in life.
Oh, thank you. So Clarissa, please tell us all the juicy stuff about who you are.
Well, first and foremost, I am a daughter of God. Through my coaching with you, like, I really was like, you know what? So I'm a part of a sorority, Sigma Lambda Gamma National Sorority Incorporated, and you're given a new name. And I want to start off that way because they gave me a new name called Ariella, which means Lion of God. Aww. And through our coaching, you helped me remember what it stood for and that you got me emotional already. And it's like only 1 minute in, but like just that inspirational part. So I do want to start off with that because you definitely helped me realize that because I had forgot who I was. And I'm a wife to an amazing, supportive husband, a mother to a 5-year-old daughter who's going on 13 or 15. She's at that stage of I'm a diva. I am an educator. I have my own tutoring company called Cruiseversity. And I don't know.
You're amazing. You forgot to add that part. So thank you so much. Because I did say like, hey, we're going to be hanging out, my friend and client. And I just really want people to know who you are because you are just a normal girl, like every other girl out there, like every other Latina woman trying to do the things that we have to do, right? We wear different hats. And so I want people to know you because I think you're amazing and you have such a heart to teach and serve others. And I know that now. And so it's really inspiring when you can be around someone like that. So today we are going to talk about living guilt-free while making space for yourself, because I think it's such a great topic going into the new year, but it's also something that you have really created a strategy to start doing that. And so I love it because there's so many Latinas who, like, we're all like doing it and doing the things that we have to do and trying to do things that we want to do. But then sometimes it's easy to feel guilty, especially when you've been raised to like do everything for everyone else. And then when you want to make time for yourself, or you didn't grow up having boundaries, you're like, wait, I feel bad. I feel bad if I do XYZ, if I go back to school. And so we want to really talk about that, because I think that if we don't start really understanding that you don't have to feel bad, right? Like, that's the whole point of the podcast. Like, give yourself permission to be who you were created to be. If you're not giving yourself permission to truly be who you are or do what you really truly want to do, you're never going to really live freely. So, Clarissa, what can you say to us about, let's just say that I'm a woman who feels guilty for trying to do things for myself. What can you say on that topic?
Oh my gosh. You know what, before I met you, I really always felt guilty taking time for myself, because I'm a mom and I'm a wife and I'm a coworker, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a best friend, I'm a prima. And you have so many hats, and you forget that you are a person, that you are someone too. So like before this, living guilt free, I honestly would feel guilty. Like, I'm going to go watch, I love reality TV. I kind of confess to Dominica that I love reality TV, and I would feel guilty to be like, I'm going to go watch TV. Because like my husband's worked all day. My daughter hasn't seen me because, you know, I'm an educator and we work a ton of hours, you know, but willingly, you know, because that's just my passion. Like, no one tells me to work 16 hour days. But like, I'm the kind of person who's like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it well, and I'm going to do it to benefit others. So like working 12, 14, 16 hour days and then coming home, and then growing up, you know, Hispanic, you have like this, preconceived notion that you're supposed to cook, you know, dinner, and you're supposed to be a mom, and you're supposed to sew and keep the house clean, and oh, and don't forget to mop everything. So yes, you feel guilty, because I didn't grow up, you know, knowing that you could take time for yourself. So yeah, I've been there. I felt really guilty, and now I encourage others to go into the new year not being guilty. Like, I honestly tell my husband, like, I'm gonna go have a glass of wine and some Cheetos. Give me an hour. Like, I remember during one of our coaching sessions, you were like, some people need like 10 or 15 minutes to just, you know, re-energize. And I was like, I need like an hour. And you were like, then take your hour. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna take my hour. So I think just feeling like not guilty, and there is this limiting belief that you talked about.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to expand on that limiting belief before I go into details.
Yeah. So one of the things, excuse me, one of the things about limiting beliefs is like, a lot of times because of our upbringing, like you just said, right? Because that's my story of how I was raised. I'm a girl. I'm expected to cook and clean and serve others. And that's when, you know, my parents happy because I did what he said, and bring me a beer, you know, all that type of stuff where you're conditioned to be this submissive woman at a young age. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I am a woman of faith, so I don't think of submission as a negative thing. I think that you can equally submit to your spouse, but that's another topic, right? that's a whole different episode, guys. We'll talk about that at another time. So when you've been conditioned a certain way, there's certain things that become ingrained into you. And so when you kind of go outside of the norm of what you've been conditioned to do, you have this belief that, oh, I shouldn't do that because that's wrong, or I shouldn't do that. And you even feel weird, right, for trying to do something that's out of the box.
So you
carry these limiting beliefs that, or even like one of the things that I talk about is the labels that we carry, right, that can come from our past mistakes, that can come from, you know, what people have said about us. So it's very complex, but to make it just very simple, a limiting belief is a false belief, and it becomes a lie that becomes ingrained in you. So what happens when you're kind of living like that is I always say it this way, because I always have weird analogies, but you have a pair of shoes and you walk in the same pair of shoes. They hurt your feet. They have holes, but those are the only shoes that you have that you know, and you don't know that there's a store with a whole other pair of shoes. Right. And so when you, because that's how I can describe when I finally was like, oh my God, like limiting belief. Like I have this, like you start to realize I'm not crazy. Nothing's wrong with me. I've just been believing the wrong stuff. And so,
oh my gosh,
in a nutshell.
Okay. Yeah, girl. Okay. So Donya Mika knows the passion of shoes. And literally.
Wait, can I say this real quick?
Absolutely.
Because before we hit record, I told, we were talking about how when we were growing up, well, I said that we were talking about gangster stuff, put it that way, Scarface. So.
Donya Mika.
Guys, that was a side note. Like, listen, you guys know if you've been to any cafecito night, sometimes it just gets real and we talk about all crazy stuff. So yes, Clarissa named me Donya Mika and it's all good. I love it. Had to throw some fun in there.
Seriously. So when you said I'm not crazy, that's what I felt like. Like when I would take time for myself, I'd be like, you know, I'm watching Netflix. I got caught onto like this series and I would feel guilty. And I'd be like, you know, you should be washing dishes. You should be playing with your daughter. You should be making your husband something. You should learn how to sew so you can fix his buttons. You should be ironing his shirts for work tomorrow. And I would be like, I'm crazy. Like, oh my gosh, like what is wrong with me? Why do I want to take time for myself, but at the same time, feel like I need to go and be like this submissive wife and perfect mom? And so many times I thought, you are crazy. You need to go and do what you're supposed to do because of our heritage, mm-hmm. is what we were taught. But through our coaching, like if you're listening or you're watching, I can't express enough, like, I honestly now will tell my husband and my daughter, like, I love you. But I'm going to go. I'm going to go watch TV. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to go do something for me. And you don't even know how many times I have messaged Donya Mika and been like, hey, I did this for me today. But then because you always would tell me you are Clarissa first. Before anybody, before you're a mom, before you're a teacher, before you're, you know, a wife, you were Clarissa. And I forgot. I was a human. I was a person too. And so just, I feel like you have ignited in me this passion that I forgot who I was. This strong, outgoing girl who, you know, likes to be a social butterfly, but at the same time can be an introvert and can read her mafia books and then come back out.
And, you know, because we're not all supposed to be the same, and I think that's the beauty of being Latina, right? Having grown up Latina or Hispanic, however you identify. It's beautiful when we can all come together. And I've noticed it a lot more with like doing cafecito chats and just talking to more Latinas, how we can all come maybe from a different place, but yet we all grew up very similar. And it's almost like this sister bond that you're like, girl, that happened to me too. And that's why it's so important that we get real, that we say like, yeah, I'm struggling with that, or I was struggling with that, because the next woman next to you is going to hear that and be like, girl, please show me how to like get out of this or overcome this. And when we have been raised, because I think as Latinas, a lot of women have been raised to be like, kind of, I mean, like in the hood, they say like, oh, you think you're all that, you think you're better than me, like that kind of mentality. And it's like, we cannot be like that. We're living in some crazy times and we all struggle and we all need help. And so one of the things, just going back to what you were talking about, is like, we're not saying, oh, neglect your family and then like everything's about me, because that's not at all what it is. It's about creating balance. It's about intentionally making space for yourself.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So speaking on that, so like as a mom, you go to the store, you go to Target, you go to Dillard's or Macy's, and you like, I don't know about you, but I'm a mom and I always want to buy something for my daughter.
Yes.
This, and like I never understood it, how people would be like, you know, you put yourself on the back burner. I never understood that concept until I became a mom. And it's true, I'll go to Macy's and I will buy Miha like 3 or 4 outfits and I walk out with nothing for me. But through our meetings and everything, like, you know what, girl, I went and bought myself this ring.
Okay, it's pretty.
And I went and got the lifetime warranty on it, because they were like, oh, if any diamonds fall out, and I was like, put that on there.
I love it.
Because you know what? It's like you were saying, like, not, I'm not neglecting my daughter. I'm not neglecting my husband, but I'm a person too.
Yes.
And I need to take care of myself too.
Yes.
And if I'm happy and if I'm joyful, then my daughter gets a better mommy. My husband gets a happier wife.
Yeah.
You know, my husband teased me. He's always like, maybe you should put those shoes away, because I have like 1,000 shoes. And I'm like, no, I like them there. But like finding that confidence, like, no, I'm going to leave my shoes there. Like, because of our heritage. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to put them away. I'm going to put them in my closet. I'm like, no, they're going to stay there. But I'm not going to neglect him. Like, you know, I still, you know, I went to Dillard's yesterday and I still bought him a shirt. And I still bought Miha, you know, 2 dresses. But you know what, girlfriend? I also bought myself 2 items. And I stopped just saying, oh, Miha needs this, or my husband needs this. And I was like, you know what? I'm a person too.
Yeah.
And I forgot who I was. I forgot that I don't always have to put Miha and my husband or my family in front of me. Another thing that you've helped me realize is boundaries almost. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's my schedule, it's my time. You know, I'm not committing a crime, you know, I'm not doing something illegal.
It feels like it when you don't have boundaries and you start doing that.
Yeah,
you're like, this feels so bad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like seriously, like sitting on my couch and watching, you know, Netflix, I'm like, this feels bad. But you know, you kind of, like, you would tell me, like, your mind would come in and it's going to tell you you shouldn't be doing this. And you, like, you know, I call it like the evil spirit would come and be like, you should be cleaning, you should be mopping, you should be cooking. What are you doing? You're so lazy. Mm-hmm. And after you get used to taking care of yourself, it's like, you know what? I'm more refreshed and I'm happier. Because honestly, once I come home and I take my hour, I feel like a better mom. I feel like a better wife. So
I love it. And you know, what you're saying about like the evil spirit, it's that critical voice that everybody has.
Yeah.
And sometimes that critical voice is the voice of someone that raised you, right?
Yeah.
the whole you're lazy,
well,
right?
Even if they didn't even raise you, it's like you saw that generation.
Yes.
Be
yes.
Amazing. Like she mopped the floor, she cooked the homemade meals, she ironed their shirts, and she still greeted you with a smile. Like I don't even know how they did it back then. I'm like, yeah. Holy smoke. Oh, and they had like 9 kids. I have 1 kid, and I'm like, holy
and they didn't smoke. Have internet.
They didn't have internet. No. I'm like, you had 9 kids? What?
But listen, let me say this. I'm going to say this. Yeah. I hope no one gets mad at me. I mean, it's a bunch of women in here, so it's all good.
Yeah.
As some, like, I just remember growing up, you know, I was raised by a single dad. My dad would come home, get a beer, and sit down. And I've seen this in other families. Why does the man get to come home? And look, I don't want to start like a whole thing about you know, like sexes and gender and all that. I'm just simply going to say one thing, that how come the man gets to come home and sit, but the woman doesn't get to do that? Because if she does it, then she's lazy. And that's where the whole conditioning, the women belong in the kitchen. And I don't think that's just in the Latino community, because in what was it, in the 50s, that's kind of what people did, right? So right. I think it's just this expectation that you're a woman, your place is not to chill and take it easy. But if Clarissa, if you're working 16 hours and then boom, you're just supposed to become a mom, how do you ever have time to analyze? Well, how did my day go? Well, what did I like about my day? And so when you begin to really create that space for yourself intentionally, you're able to then sit down and ask the questions of like, well, what do I believe? Well, what do I want? Well, what do I want to do in 6 months? Right? Because even if you are married or you're in a committed relationship or you're a mom, there are still desires in your heart that God put right there, because he has a plan for you aside from, because before you were a mom, before you were your husband's wife, you were Clarissa.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking on that, so like, I'm going to share with y'all. So I'm an educator and there is this certification. When I got my master's, I have an emphasis in literacy, and you can take this test to become a reading specialist, through the state of Texas. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And my husband was like, you haven't really studied. And I'm like, no, but you don't understand. Like, I am passionate about literacy. Like, I love teaching reading. I love writing. I love reading. Like, I'd rather read than watch TV. And I'm like, I'm going to take the test. And he was like, okay. So, like, I was like, can you watch our daughter? Like, I just, like, it was so spontaneous that even he was like, okay. And I could tell I felt like he kind of doubted me, like, this girl, she's over here trying to take a test. She's not scheduling to study or anything. And I just registered for it. But I was like, no, I want to do this for me, because I have this bigger goal. Like you're talking about how God puts a dream in your heart and you don't know why, but you just feel like it's there and you can't mm-hmm. shake it off. No matter what you do, it pops up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to take this, and I feel like it's going to open up doors. And when it opens up doors, I just feel like it'll lead me to the goal in life. And so I took the test, and you know what? I came home and I was like, yeah, I did it. And he was like, how do you think it went? I was like, I think it went great. And I did feel that. And then I got the results, and I messaged you right away. And I'm like, you're the first to know. Like, my husband didn't even know before anybody else. You were the first to know. And I was like, I passed. Like, I am a certified Texas reading specialist.
Wow.
And
congratulations.
Girl, no, but that I give that to our coaching sessions, because you helped me remember, like, I'm very type A, very perfectionist. Like, oh no, I need to make no cards. Oh no, I need to study like 18 hours a day. And I was like, you know what? Just go for it. And you were like, what's the worst that can happen? And I was like, yeah, I just had to retake it. And you were like, yeah.
It's so funny. But you know, one of the things is that you had the belief in yourself, right? You hadn't studied. Well, I mean, like, I don't recommend people don't study, but some people don't need to study. Because no, I remember taking tests in college, and I'm like, dang, I didn't even read that.
But I think when you're passionate about something, like, it comes innate, and that God, you know, he's giving you the wisdom and the knowledge.
Amen.
and you forget that, wait a minute, this is my gift. Yeah. Because before our coaching sessions, like, yeah, I'm a teacher. Yeah, I have my own tutoring company. But I didn't really understand how that was my passion. Like, you really, like, when we would have our coaching sessions, you'd be like, Clarissa, you light up. And I was like, I do? And you're like, yeah. Like, we have never met in person, y'all. But, like, Doña Mika picked up, like, my passion on literacy. Like, she would be like, your voice changes, your everything. And I was like, yeah. So I think when you find your passion, you know, it comes to you. And, you know, I don't know what's in store, but I told Doña Mika, like, I want to do a podcast because I want others to invest in themselves, mm-hmm. and to take a chance on themselves. You know, when you quoted me the fee, and I was like, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, I'm good. But then I was like, you know what? I go shopping. I go to Macy's. I go to Ulta. I go to Target. I go to the Dollar Tree and spend $25 on $1 items. And I still feel empty inside. Mm-hmm. So with our coaching session, like, I don't feel empty. I feel like I have, like, this fire back in my life.
Wow.
And as Latinas, like, I don't think we're taught that it's okay to invest in yourself. Yeah. And I'm going to keep it real. Like you said, this is real.
I changed the thing to real talk. So real talk.
Yeah. Like, I charged it. Like, I didn't have, like, the actual currency in my bank account, and I charged our coaching session, and I invested in it myself, and I took a risk, and I trusted that it was going to work. But again, it was because you project this illumination that I wanted, and now I can confidently say to others, like, guys, I have what she has. I have this illumination that she has. I have this joy. I have this spirit of passion and not feeling guilty because I'm taking me time. Remembering what my dreams and goals are in life. Like, I always tell her, like, I don't know how I'm going to make this dream come true, but it'll come true. And yeah. I don't know. So, yeah, I just wanted to encourage others, like, you know, take time, invest in yourself. You know, you go and you charge shoes or, I'm not going to lie, like, I'm still paying off the credit card, but it was the most beneficial investment. And I don't think I would be where I'm at today telling people, like, hey, I went and took a Texas state test and I passed. And hey, I watched Netflix for an hour. And yeah, I'm a mom. And yeah, I'm a daughter and a sister. But I don't feel guilty anymore. Amen. Oh, and another thing, y'all, is you have helped me come down my comfort zone. We went to Babe's Chicken a couple of nights ago, and then I didn't know they do this, but apparently they play the Hokey Pokey. The whole restaurant dances it. And, like, I think before our coaching session, I would have never gotten up and done it. But you know what? I got out of my comfort zone, and I was like, I'm going to do the Hokey Pokey with you. And I walked back to the dinner table, and I was like, you know what? I just created a memory with my daughter. My husband got to take photos of it. So I think that also helped me. But because I took me time, and because you've helped me realize, get out of my comfort zone. Because, like, Amen. You said, those limiting beliefs.
Yeah. Wow. And I just want to touch on something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel that I did anything special other than what I believe God called me to do.
Y'all, she's being modest. No, God literally has put a blessing on y'all.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I do want to say, though, Clarissa, that you, every single time you showed up to our sessions, you were open to coaching, right? You never acted like, girl, I have a master's degree, like, whatever. You were just so open, right?
Yeah.
You were so humble. And I never kind of tried to be like, well, you need to do this. I just said, well, a lot of, like, me picking up on the fact that you had that passion for teaching was because of how you were telling me that you do certain things. And I'm like, well, you're a teacher, Clarissa. Do you see what you're doing? So we started kind of connecting those dots of, like, well, how can you create strategies in your life by taking what you're already doing, which is teaching? So It was just those little tools that were already things you were doing, right? But now you know, oh, this is what I'm doing. So I can keep using this in my life. And so you did whatever purposeful task I call it, right? But it's really a homework, a task. You did it. You stayed in communication with me. So you did a lot of the work, because it's not easy to do, to when you come to that place where you're like, dang, I'm not feeling like myself. I'm, you know, struggling. I don't feel joy. I feel empty. And it's not easy to come to that place where you're like, you know what, for once, I'm going to actually invest in myself. Because you're right, we're not taught to do that. We're not taught as Latinas that it's okay to do that, because some of us were conditioned to think that, well, that person just wants to rob you of your money. Okay. And I'll say this from experience, because, like, you know, even for myself, like, I've invested thousands of dollars in my coaching, in my personal growth that I didn't have. But I believe, as a woman of faith, as, you know, God's daughter, that when I plant a seed in myself or in my business, He's going to water that. He's going to multiply it. And I firmly believe this, that when women say, all right, enough is enough. I'm tired of feeling guilty. I'm tired of not having boundary. I'm tired. I don't know what it is, but I want to do things different now. I want to get a new pair of shoes, right? Like we talked about earlier. I believe that when you come to that place, God does open doors for you. So I do want to say, like, girl, you are the one who did the work.
When you say God opens up doors. So y'all, during our coaching sessions, like, Dawn and Mika would ask, you know, she asked me, what are my, I think it was two or three goals, but my top goal, I still remember, was to maintain my weight. Okay, so I'm going to keep it real. Most people are like, I want to lose 10 pounds. I'm like, girl, I'm happy being a size 16. I just want to be a 16 and not an 18. I like my outfit. And like, literally, it was through, I don't know, me speaking it to you and then you praying. After end of our sessions, we would always do a quick prayer. You would always give me like inspirational quotes. Like, literally, one of my dearest friends, actually one of my sorority sisters too, she like sent me a gallon water jug, and she messaged me saying, hey, do you want to do a gallon water jug challenge? And I was like, what? Because like a few days before that, we had our coaching session, and I was like, I want to maintain my weight. Mm-hmm. And what better way than, you know, drinking a gallon of water and then, you know, flushing out those toxins. And I just felt like God made a way, like you were saying, God opened up doors, and He did. I don't know, like, it was just like somebody also trusted me enough to, you know, confide in me and be like, hey, I want to drink more water. You came to my mind. Let's do it together. And I remember you telling me, girl, you sound relieved that somebody else asked you to do this. And I was like, yes, because you feel guilty. Like, yeah. I always feel guilty. Like, I want to message her, but she might be busy. I want to message her, but I don't know. But like, I think once you find this guilt-free life, you're like, I'm going to say, hey, girl, how are you? Or, hey, I want to go out. Or, hey, let's go do something. Or, hey, let's just, so like, matter of fact, this upcoming week, I have a FaceTime, a call with one of my friends that I haven't talked to in a long time. But it was just like you helping me get out of my comfort zone. Like, you know what? We're not going to see each other in person. Let's be real. We're both really busy. And I was like, let's just Zoom. She's like, okay, Monday, 6:30. I'm like, yeah, see you 6:30. So,
wow, that's incredible. I love it. And I think that's one of the things, like, I've been, as you're talking, I keep hearing this one thing come up, and it's getting out of your comfort zone. That's really how you start making space, creating boundaries, because they're uncomfortable to create, to set, and really just doing things that make you uncomfortable. And I think that's like perfect, just to like wrap everything up going into the new year, just really stepping out of your comfort zone. So as we wrap, what I'm going to do is I want you to just, because this is going to air on the podcast, but then I'm going to stop recording so we can answer any questions anyone might have. But what will you tell the woman who's listening, who's like, Clarissa, because we didn't touch on this, right? But we've both been through trauma. Like, we didn't touch about how the trauma holds us back. But what would you say to the woman who's like, Clarissa, I hear you, and I want to do that, but I just don't know how to actually take that first step to maybe find help, maybe find a mentor, or to really even allow someone in, right? Because, girl, I had trust problems, you know?
Oh, has Latinas? Yes,
yeah.
You don't trust no one.
You don't want to tell nobody.
No, you grow up to think everybody is going to give
you going to talk
hope.
About you.
Yeah. They're going to one-up you.
That's why I love being Latina, because seriously, my grandma, who was the original Doña Mica, gave ojo to people.
Girl, what are you talking about? I still wear my ojo bracelet, okay? Like, I want to keep it real.
Oh, my
like,
God,
I still
so wear
my ojo bracelet.
But what would you tell her, though, if she was sitting in front of you and she's like, I just don't know, like, what are those baby steps maybe that she could do?
First off, find that person. I know it sounds so cliche, but it's like they say, like, find the person who you admire. And what do you admire about them? And I'm not being paid for this at all. I'm not, you know, like, Doña Mica didn't prep me on this, but, like, honestly, she posts on Instagram and Facebook all the time. And because of those, I don't know, the way they set up your recent likes and whatever, like, she always pops up, right? And I would see these little quotes that she posts, and she keeps it so real. And because you're Latina and you come from that culture, I was like, yeah. So find that person. And if it's Doña Mica, like, just listen to her podcast. That's like the first baby step. And then invest in yourself. So, like, yeah, when I charged our coaching, I was like, oh my God, what did I just do? Like, I'm not going to lie, I had buyer's remorse.
Hey, girl, it's a real thing. So,
but I would tell her, like, yeah, you're going to have buyer's remorse. I'm going to keep it real. But the benefits, you're going to be so thankful that you invested in yourself, and especially because you're Latina, especially because you have an actual, you know, presentation, and you actually have, like, authentic homework. It's not just like, okay, girl, see you next week. Like, you had actual homework for me to really think about things like my brand. Who am I? What do I want to be known as? So invest in yourself and take a risk on yourself. And like I was saying, I would go to the Dollar Tree and I would spend $25 on an item. I would go to Macy's and I'd buy $120 worth of items. But I always felt guilty because I didn't understand that it was okay to go shop for myself. I was a person before I was a mom. I was a person before I was a wife. I was a person before trauma came. And yeah, does the trauma, you know, still haunt me to this day? Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, my life hasn't always been easy. Girl, you got me having choking up. I would look at others and I'd be like, damn, how come they had the perfect life? And why did this have to happen to me? And what did I do wrong? Or what if I had done this? And what if I had done that? And so I've been there, and I just literally take a chance on yourself is what I would tell that person. And, you know, you're going to spend X amount of money filling this hole, so invested in yourself. And I am, like, evidence to say, like, I am so ready to step into the new year. I'm so ready because I am now confident in telling my husband, like, hey, I need you to take our daughter away. Like, I need her away from me for a minute. I need time for myself. And then once I have time for myself, I'm a better mom, a better wife. And just being out of my comfort zone. Even my husband told me, like, you're not one to just take a test. He was like, you normally study for hours and that's to someone like you. And then I stepped out of my comfort zone and I registered for the test. And I took the test because I realized, like, that is my passion. That is my calling. And then I passed. But again, it was because I trusted you. I trusted the process. And because you helped, like you always said, you did the work, but you helped me find the pathway, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know. I was like, now what? Like, yeah, I went to school. Yeah, I did this. Okay, now I'm a mom. Yeah, I'm a wife. Now I have a house. Now I have a career. But now what? And you helped me realize the next step of my journey. And I think it's so important that you know, there is always more, and you helped me open up my eyes. I would tell her, like, there's more. Just invest in yourself and take that time.
Amen. Oh my girl, I'm holding back my tears. That is so beautiful and so raw. Like, thank you for, you know, being authentic. And I'm just so grateful, because I know that same buyer's remorse. What did I do? Oh my God, how am I going to pay for this? Oh, like all that stuff. It's real. It happens. And it's, excuse me, it's nothing to be ashamed of, because especially when we were conditioned to think that, oh, that's just a waste of money. Like, you shouldn't do that. But then you see the joy of like, wow, I took a chance on that. And I'm just speaking from, like, you know, I was in a 12-month program recently that I had enrolled in. And I was, oh my goodness, the same stuff, right? Like, yeah. what if this and what if that? But once you show yourself and once you show your brain, girl, shut up. Like, I got this. I can do this. Like, that's one of the things that I wrote about in the book is, like, you have to literally tell your brain, like, I'm your boss. Like, I got this. Okay. Once you see that, it changes everything.
You said that and you made me remember, like, seriously, if you are in a part where you're like, I don't know what to do, I want this, or this feels wrong, or like, you really, really need, I mean, read your book. I mean, if I had never done our coaching, I would have definitely read your book, because I'm, like I said, you have like this illumination about you. I just can't stop saying it, because I'm like, I want that. And I feel like other Latinas, we were conditioned and we were built like, we don't know how to lift each other's up. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know about you, but I grew up there like, Anita Aya.
Especially when you grow up in the hood, you're like,
girl,
her pants are too tight.
Yeah. Oh, look. So you always like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So like, no, I'm so serious, girl. Like, you always feel like, oh, so, like, yeah, you know, somebody's always better than you, or somebody's always worse than you. But through the limiting belief that you helped me overcome, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Like, yeah, you're probably a size 8, but I'm a proud 16. And you know what? I now know my goal, and I'm okay with it. Because before, I was like, oh, I wish I lost weight. Oh, I don't feel confident. Or, oh, I should be making, you know, tamales for Christmas. And I'm like, you know what? Like, that's not me. I'm not going to feel guilty about it anymore.
Girl, I tried to make tamales, and they didn't come out good. We just ate the inside. I felt bad about that.
What, you walked out and you're like, you know what, I did it, I tried.
And I tried.
That's what I would want to tell the girl. It's like, you would walk away and be like, I did it, I tried.
Yeah.
Nope, not for me. And you got out of your comfort zone, you tried it, and now you know it's not your thing, and you don't feel guilty because you're not like your abuelita who did it.
Ooh, love it. All right, I'm gonna stop recording. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to connect with Clarissa, we're going to have her YouTube link in the show notes. Clarissa, you are on IG. So if you want people, are you okay if people connect with you on Instagram?
Of course.
Let them know where you're at on Instagram and all that good stuff.
So real quick. So don't think I'm conceited, but Donna Mika helped me realize. So my IG is at Cruz, CRUZCREW _chosen. And that's my word, because I am chosen by God.
Amen.
I'm chosen to do something in life. I am chosen to have gone through trauma And you know what? I still battle those little demons, you know, because of what's happened to me in my life. But I'm chosen. So my IG is at cruisecrew_chosen. And I'm here to listen and to support you and, you know, pray for you or just send you funny emojis just to make you, you know, be like, girl, I know.
That's so good. Well, you are so inspiring. So don't be surprised if you start getting people hitting you up.
Oh, I speak that in existence. Okay, girl.
Because that's something that I love to do is I love, like, I'm not the type of person that if I see my one friend connect with my other friend, I'm like, yes, like more people.
But that's why I think that's why it's so important for 2022 that we break this chain of like, mira ella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like that we're finally uplifting each other and then we're like, you know what, girl, you got that Louis Vuitton, okay, girl.
And it's okay if you don't like Louis Vuitton, you don't gotta go get the Louis Vuitton. No, you can wear your Target purse,
girl. It's okay if you got your Ross purse all your
it's
life
all good.
But like you stop judging other Latinas, because that's how like I grew up and it was like, I mean, look at her. Oh, look, she has this. And you would always be like, well, dang, my house is only one story.
And yeah, you're right. But you're right. And I'm going to confess something real quick, because probably in a few months, you're going to see me post a very expensive purse on Instagram and I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Just to wrap it up. Okay. I'm not a purse girl. I used to love Coach purse. I'm not a purse girl. I hate a purse, but we're getting back on track with our finances. But I told my husband, you know what? When I'm done with this, I'm done with the book, but it's a process, right? When it's an actual physical book, I am going to go splurge. I don't know if I'm going to go to Coach or Michael Kors or just get the most expensive purse, I guess. But I'm going to buy a really freaking nice purse and I'm going to reward myself. So when you guys see me posting it, it's not because I'm boasting. It's because I'm like, I did that thing. So
yeah. And you're not guilty. And
I'm not going to feel bad if it was $300.
Girl, no. And that's what I want other Latinas. Like, I want everyone to go into 2022 that same way. Like, stop feeling guilty. Stop feeling like I shouldn't be doing this. Or this feels wrong that I, like you just said, you're going to go buy the most expensive purse. But heck yeah, girl.
Yes, girl.
Because you know you're a person.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You used to tell me you were a person before you were X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, side note. Sign up. Treasure box. I'm not going to go into details. But if
our strategy.
I'll tell you more.
Yes.
About my treasure box.
She had this strategy,
details.
But if you want to know more, just hit her up. You'll find all her links in the show notes. I'm going to stop recording. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Bye, y'all.
Hey girl, I'd love to know what you thought about this episode. Let's take the conversation deeper. Come join the podcast community so you can stay empowered and inspired. Go to fearlessmujer.com, click on podcast community, or click on the link in the show notes. Hey, can I ask you something really quick? Have you ever been discouraged and questioned if something was wrong with you? You tried to fake it till you make it, but you still doubted your abilities? You listened to the podcast and the motivational speakers, but that just didn't work. You believe that there's more for your life, and you're ready to tap into what that looks like for you. You're ready to unleash your courage, step into your authority, and reignite your confidence. If you're like, yeah, girl, that's me, I'd love to talk more. One of my gifts is helping women reignite their confidence, find balance in their life, and step into their authority. Do you think it would be crazy if we worked together? Schedule a 30-minute consultation call with me and let's see if we're a good fit. You can DM me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast, or you can go to fearlessmujer.com, click on coaching, and you'll see the link so that you can schedule your 30-minute consultation call with me. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your amigas, because something powerful happens when we lift each other up. And go ahead and share this to your Instagram stories. Tag the Fearless Mujer Podcast, and I'll make sure to give you a shout out. All right, girl. God bless.